During stage one of non-REM sleep, we start to lose awareness of ourselves and our surroundings, although we can still detect faint sounds in the environment. We drift into a light sleep from which we can easily be woken. It's common to experience a hypnic jerk, which is a spasm of part of our body. Stage one lasts for about 5 to 10 minutes, and the EEG will indicate brain waves that start off as alpha, and then will gradually increase in amplitude and reduce in frequency, becoming theta brainwaves. Stage 2 of non-REM is a light stage of sleep, and researchers say that stage 2 is when we're first truly asleep. We spend more time in stage 2 than any other stage. The EEG will record brainwaves that are mainly theta, but slightly lower in frequency and higher in amplitude than stage 1. Sleep spindles occur during stage 2, and these are brief bursts of high-frequency brainwaves that appear on the EEG that last for about a second and indicate that the person is truly asleep. K-complexes also occur during stage 2. These are occasional bursts of low-frequency, high-amplitude brainwaves that appear on the EEG, and they typically occur in response to an intense external stimuli such as the sound of a motorbike starting outside your house, or possibly internal stimuli such as a muscle twitch in your leg. Dreams occasionally occur during stage 2. Stage 3 is the start of the deepest period of sleep. Heart rate, blood pressure, body temperature all continue to decrease. Breathing rate steadies. The EEG records a decrease in brain activity known as slow wave sleep. That is, slow frequency, higher amplitude, where delta brain waves first appear. When the brain waves consist of less than 50% delta waves, we're still in stage 3. That is, stage 3 is mainly theta with some delta. The EEG shows very little electrical activity due to little or no movement of the eye muscles that control eye movements. The EMG records reduced electrical activity. The muscles are relaxed. Sleepwalking most commonly occurs during stage 3 of non-REM, but sleep talking can also occur. Stage 4 of non-REM is the deepest sleep. Very difficult to wake someone up when they're in stage 4, and if they are woken, it will take them up to 10 minutes to orient themselves. We call this sleep inertia. In the sleep cycles, and remember you have about 4 or 5 per night that go for about 80 to 100 minutes, there are no stage 3 or 4 sleep. It's all light sleep, stage 1 and 2, with increasing volumes of REM. Very little dreaming occurs during stage 3 and 4 of non-REM, because remember, we do most of our dreaming during REM sleep, although occasionally there are some bizarre, disjointed dreams that occur during stage 4. The EEG is dominated by delta brain waves, more than 50% of the brain activity, which are slower in frequency and higher in amplitude than those in stage 3. There are low levels of metabolic activity and slow rhythmic respiration during stage 4. Hope this has helped.